have a good day program. So if you're into jealousy, you're going to love how Jennifer takes us there beyond good day. And if you're a runner, Heather
or wannabe.
Yeah. I'm a wannabe a lot of things.
I'm a wannabe runner.
I'm a wannabe.
I don't run, but I am a wannabe.
The story at DougStephan.com about, remember the balloon boy hoax?
Yes, I remember balloon boy.
Right. Yep.
The balloon in question has been cut up and is being used for trading cards. The balloon boy. Say that fast, Doug. Michael Fruitman, who is the current owner of the defunct balloon, struck a deal with the sports and entertainment card company Topps to use a segment of the Mylar.
Mylar. You're being a little crazy.
Card is included in the recently released Topps Baseball Relics set. So
is the family benefiting from this? Because they're just so yucky to me.
I don't know that they're benefiting. I think that they had to buy the balloon from them.
I kind of think they sold the balloon.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I think that they probably needed that because I have a feeling their legal fees are ginormous.
Richard Heen is his name, and his wife's name is Mayumi. They were convicted in Colorado State Court after using this flying saucer balloon to construct an elaborate and far-reaching hoax claiming their five-year-old son had been carried off as a stowaway in this...
Bunch of jerks.
And this vehicle. They had like a stunt before, too, that they had done prior.
Mm-hmm. They had to pay $36,000 to the authorities as restitution for the rescue attempt that the police put up to try to save their five-year-old son who supposedly was in the balloon. But, of course, he wasn't in the balloon. So, anyway, this guy takes the balloon and he cuts it up and uses it for playing cards. Okay, so it's America.
I think that they're saving some of the revenue from this for the poor kid's therapy.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yep.
I have a feeling he'll need it.
Yep.
So bad.
All right. So anyway, you can, I think there's a website for this. It has to be Topps' big card company, right?
Yeah.
Big credit.
Probably the biggest.
Big, yeah. So that's you can find them at the Topps website. How about them apples? 10 minutes past the hour. Heather, in a moment, is going to take us away.
Take us on a run. I'm taking us on a jog.
Right, let's
I'm
go.
Taking us on a journey.
In just a moment here on Good Day, 10 past the hour.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We've got a program with an interest rate that's dramatically lower than the current rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage. It's called our 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. The rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.625%, APR 2.94%. This incredibly low rate is locked until the year 2019. After that, it may adjust once per year. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.625%, APR 2.94%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. In all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Join the biggest names in music, film, and television, and the millions who are standing up to cancer. This is the moment. This is the movement. Stand up with us. Tune in September 7th at 8 Eastern, 7 Central on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC. Check your local listings for cable providers. Stand up to cancer.
By the boss.
The boss.
12 and change past the hour. Doug's Good Day, the Beyond Good Day Hour with Heather Bachman and Jennifer Horn. Dr. Jay Kumar will join us, and Michael will have his weekly. Is Michael ready for his affirmation?
Well, it's his affirmation day. Work on that, Michael.
Affirmation day. All right. So, running songs indicate what?
They are songs to play while you're running. Go figure.
How? What happens if you run for 2 hours a day?
What if you like to just mosey? Do we have mosey music?
We do have. There is moseying music in there as well. Actually, as I think I've put out there, I'm trying to get myself back into a healthy place, physically, mentally, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I am not so much the runner. I struggle with that. I get like the shin splints and everything.
Yeah,
but I really want to overcome it.
Running is not good for you. That's number one.
Makes you drop a lot of calories, though. I mean, there's nothing.
Yeah, but it's bad for your back. You've got problems with your neck and your head. It screws up. Talk to Jack.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
About running. Running is not good.
I give you a pass.
Well, then
period.
I might just play this music anyway because it's quite inspiring. So this
you
may
dance.
Be.
You can speed walk.
My top 10. House cleaning songs. I'm just thinking. They were supposed to be running.
Are we running
songs.
Through 10 songs?
We don't have to run through them. We started off. The number one was Bruce Springsteen. This is songs to put into your iPad or your iPod, rather, while you're jogging or trotting along, whatever you prefer. Kind of songs to inspire you. Born to Run was the number one by the Boss and the E Street Band. Number two was Eminem's Lose Yourself.
I love that song.
Kind of pump you up, get
That's
you going song.
I don't know that song.
Get your pen and paper
lose
out, people.
Lose Yourself in the music.
It sounds just like that. Just like Jet.
I'm sure it does. Yeah,
Jen,
just
I didn't
like that.
Know you could spit some lyrics like that. I'm impressed.
Just wait.
Number three is Bill Conti, Gonna Fly Now, better known as the Rocky theme. Dun, 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 dun. You can't help but to get moving with that one. Tom Petty comes up at number four, Running Down a Dream.
There should be no Tom Petty on any workout list. I'm sorry.
What do you say that? Number five, Kanye West, our favorite with no ego guy, Stronger. And it's a relentless kind of a punky twist to a techno
rap
song.
So far, I know one of these songs.
Good job.
Hopefully. The Rocky theme, you know that.
All right, two
the
songs.
The Rocky theme.
All right, two. I know two.
Next.
Number six, Cake the Distance. Cake's a 90s, it's a 90s band.
I'm still
Should
at two.
You really be listening to Cake while you're working out?
Exactly. I know.
What about
tea?
How about iced tea or ice cream? There ought to be isn't there an ice cream around someplace?
Songs to work out by. That's what I want.
Right.
There probably is. Number seven is comes up from Outkast, B.O.B., Bob. That has 100, it's at 154 beats per minute.
So these songs have been measured by somebody, and we know what the caloric discount is from listening to and acting in some way, shape, or form, whether you're running, whether you're dancing, doing whatever, or you could do calisthenics.
To get yourself moving and drop some pounds.
Baby, I was born to run.
He's doing jumping jacks. See, it's a good jumping jack song.
Okay.
Yeah. Number eight is U2, Beautiful Day, and that's actually an awesome song to start off your run with, get you going, kind of a wake you up, or something, you know, finale, kind of bring you in at the end. Number nine, Elvis Costello, Pump It Up. Don't really need to, explain that any further. There you go. Number 10 is The Darkness, Pump It Up. Come on.
Pump It Up.
Pump It Up. Number 10 is The Darkness, I Believe in a Thing Called Love. And I wasn't going to go on any further, but I do have to share number 11 because it is a favorite of mine.
Let's see.
Dropkick Murphys, I'm shipping up to Boston.
I don't know that song.
Oh, come on. Did you see the movie Departed? Of course.
Yes.
Everybody's seen Departed.
Right.
It's that Irish punk song that they play at the very beginning.
Right. Supposed to be the story of a Whitey Bulger-ish sort of person who dispatches...
The Departed?
Yeah.
What a great movie.
So it was very violent, but it was very interesting in the Boston, told the Boston story. So can you find that story? I want to hear that song, Michael.
Dropkick?
Yeah.
Dropkick,
okay,
Ship It Up to Boston.
Is there any country?
The name of the group is Dropkick?
Yes. Dropkick Murphys.
Dropkick Murphys.
Yes.
Never
the
heard
name of the song is Shipping Up to Boston.
What
it was,
else have
it was
they done?
Also played a lot during the 2007 Red Sox World Series. That was kind of like the theme song for them.
How much of a factor is local music? I was reading a story about one of the music stations touting how they were going to, from now on, play a lot of local music. That is, local bands.
Great.
But how much, I mean, I guess we all think of Los Angeles and New York in terms
Boston's
of where...
Boston's always been huge with music, though. I mean, you have... you have the Berklee School of Music. You also have the conservatories.
The Berklee School of Music is not going to get not going to turn out pop music people. These people.
Aerosmith is from here. I mean, we've got some great music coming out of Boston.
Aerosmith didn't go to the Juilliard School. Those members of that group didn't go to the Juilliard School of Music. Come on.
I'm guessing they didn't.
Yeah. All right. So this is Dropkick.
Yes.
Sounds Irish.
It does. It is
harmonica stuff.
They played it right at the beginning of the movie, The Party.
Really?
Yep, and it really kind of gets you going. It's a bit of an intro there.
Sounds like the women that do the Celtic women. Doesn't it sound a little
the
like
Celtic women?
You can see the Celtic women running around to this.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
These are the Celtic men
chasing the
Celtic women.
At a feverish pace.
Well, they're worth chasing, most of them. So, crack this up, Michael.
That
sounds like a bunch of... No, you know what that reminds me of? A bunch of drunks on the Spirit of Boston Whaler or something.
Yes,
that's what
exactly.
That's what that sounds like. Yeah, it is, okay.
So, that Irish pub bar thing.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, brawling and all that stuff.
Where else, though? I mean, Irish, there aren't just Irish in Boston. There are Irish a lot of places around the country.
In Ireland, too. They have many.
That's,
right.
They have one. They
I'll
even have one in Sunland, California.
I'll report back to you on that. I'm going to Ireland the last weekend of September.
Why are you going to Ireland? You
because I was invited to go to Ireland by the Irish government, and I never
I
say
remember,
no.
I remember, and you were supposed to take me. And
actually, Jen, I think I'm going because my birthday is September 30th. Last
really?
Day of the month, just putting it out there. Used to remember. Yeah.
September 30th is your birthday?
Yes, it is.
Really? Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And in advance.
Thanks.
My half birthday is going to be in 3 days.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we can celebrate that with 40. A party.
Happy birthday to you. You belong in a zoo.
You look like
you're
going to take me to Ireland.
No.
And I'm going to come
with you.
If I'm taking anybody, it's not going to be the two of you guys. Right, so
why? We'd have so much fun.
I know. But,
and I'm an Irish pro now. I can drive you places.
All right. Here's a... that's right, because you were over there. You know how to
yes.
drive there. Right, exactly. Here is... that was a good story. Thank you, Heather. That stimulated us. Signs along the highway. Rural areas. Roads go on and on and on. And you see these signs saying, State Police Aircraft Used in Speed Enforcement.
Yeah, I want to know about that.
The threat is empty because the state budgets in most states don't have enough money to fly a plane around tracking speeders on rural roads. In New York State, for example, no tickets have been issued from aircraft since 2005. California, 15 years ago, they stopped trying to catch speeders, but they left all the signs up. I remember being caught in some state by, I think it was Vermont, if I'm not mistaken. Policeman standing by the road. There's the mark in the road for the mile marker, and the plane's over you and watching how fast it takes you to get from one mark to the other. As soon as I get to the second mark, policeman stops me. You are over.
I've never gotten a speeding ticket.
Nice. Yeah. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888- 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Beyond Good Day, stories, impactful stories. I think we just helped in the running department. And you know, one of the great things about conversation radio is the conversation doesn't have to stay focused. An idea starts, it plants in
total
a
ADD
seed, and then you go, well, it isn't just ADD.
Yeah, it's good, though.
The conversations that we all have are not scripted. If you're talking to somebody in the grocery store, if you're talking to somebody even at work, you're talking to somebody at a party, you don't. There's no script to it.
Yeah, then you even get pulled back in on topic.
Before you go into a party, by the way,
the topic of the party
discussion
is today.
Yes,
because I'm getting distracted by your question. Before you go into a party or before you meet someone for the first time, do you have a list of topics that you'd like to bring up, like just to make you feel better before walking in the room?
Never.
Or do you just kind of walk in and plop?
I wing it.
So people prepare themselves to talk with others if they're going to a party?
No, but I do this. And you know me, I can talk to a lot of people.
Yeah.
but usually before I go into, let's say if I'm going on a first date or if I'm meeting someone for the
you
first time at a business meeting.
Think about what you're going to talk about.
Or if I go into a party, I'm like, okay, what would apply to some of these people that I know I'm going to meet? And just kind of think about, I always just kind of have like a little backup go-to list in my head.
Wow.
In case the conversation falters. You guys don't do that?
No, I'm impressed.
Really? Huh.
That's quite organized.
It is.
Quite organized.
Yeah. A word I never use for myself, but okay.
Organized?
I was just checking. No. A little bit. Organized chaos. How's that? That's good.
All right.
So
you've organized your thoughts here to get us to think about how useless being jealous is.
Well, not how useless it is, but just kind of chatting about if you're jealous of your friend's successes. Because Forbes magazine has just come out with a story, it was yesterday, about jealousy. And they did this whole post about how by nature we are jealous. It's just part, envy is part of our genetic makeup, essentially. And also it leads to gossip. And that's actually why we gossip is out of jealousy. Kind of
right.
Weird. Now, the reason this came up is because during the Olympics, this gymnast, I don't know if you saw her, and I remember seeing the pictures, and they are, like, crazy. Jordan Weber is one of our U.S. Olympic gymnasts. She got beat in the all-around gymnast competition by her best friend, Allie Raisman. And you can see her in the photos from the event. Did you just kill a fly?
Yeah.
Yeah. You could see her face when she lost. There was like this look of just pain and frustration. But then you kind of see her face and she's trying to be happy for her best friend. And so I'm wondering, do you guys ever get jealous of your friends?
Jealousy
be honest.
Is a very, very negative emotion. And it
not always. They say envy is built into all of us and that it can actually make us better. That if you channel it, you can be better.
You know what? Let's ask Jay about that. Dr. Jay Kumar will be with us in a few minutes. I want to ask him about that. That'd
if jealousy
be
can if be there positive.
Any
jealousy,
benefits.
If
yeah.
there are any benefits at all to it.
Because
I don't see it, but I could be wrong. I'm never convinced that I'm right about everything. What is the old expression? I know what I know and I don't know what I don't know.
This article, though, Doug, says that Facebook has made jealousy even more rampant because people always post good things about themselves on Facebook and that it even causes more jealousy amongst friends because we're seeing it all the time. Yeah, but I
want
to know if we can channel it to make it positive because it is a natural human emotion, I think. I think everybody at some point has been jealous or envious of someone else.
I think, yes, it is a natural human emotion. I will give you that. Have I ever been jealous? Probably. I don't think in my mature life, the last 25 years or so, that I have felt that way because I think it creates really horrible negative stuff in your body. Envy, jealousy, rage, all of that stuff.
So do you mean, Jen, maybe if it's channeled in a way so that it's your, you try to better yourself?
Yeah, this article says that psychologists believe by admitting to envy that we actually can make ourselves better, more productive people. Like if we just admit that we have these feelings, we can overcome them and actually make ourselves better.
So that's where we start with
Jay. We'll talk to Jay.
Yeah. Dr. Jay Kumar here visiting with us in just a few moments, 28 after on Good Day.
Which American general finalized the renewal of the Purple Heart during modern times? The answer after this.
When our soldiers come home, they're facing many challenges. With a struggling economy and a difficult job market, our veterans need our support. The last thing soldiers returning home need to be worried about is whether or not they'll receive the benefits they've earned. That's why it's so important to support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Their mission is to make sure all veterans receive the benefits and support they deserve. Purple Heart Service Foundation needs your support to continue achieving their mission. No donation is too small. Go to their website, mophsf.org. All donations are 100% tax deductible. For vehicle donations, call them today, 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. One more time, that's 877-743-1631. Help support veterans in need. Don't just say you support the military, show them through your actions. Again, for cash or credit card donations, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
In 1932, General Douglas MacArthur renamed the Badge of Military Merit the Purple Heart and revised the criteria for receiving the award to include combat wounds. As we observe Purple Heart Month this year, we remember the sacrifices made by all of our veterans. From the Purple Heart Service Foundation.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal, and the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day, and the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the digestive advantage from Shift.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General
natural steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Excellence in broadcasting. That's what Limbaugh says all the time, right? This is the ERB network. Mine is more excellence and more.
Mine's more excellence
mine
than
more
yours.
Mine's than yours, right?
More excellent, dude.
Yeah, right. All right, so it's 33 after the hour. Doug's Good Day with Jennifer and Heather. And Dr. J. Kumar is here on the program. We have been, you have inspired. I think this is the wonderful thing about connection. Not only do you you get the juices going with people who are listening, but you really have the ladies of this program all wrapped up. They're all interested in your words and your thoughts, and
you get
so
on the Twitter over
right.
There.
They're all, and so I'm looking at all these posts, man. A Facebook post, this comment, that comment, it's all about Jay. And we get tagged on these two, the three of them, back and forth with each other. So
we all want to be Jay's favorite. Can we be your favorite, Jay?
Yeah.
It's me. I called you hot. Come on. You know you.
I know. Okay.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I'm not on video because I'm blushing right now.
Are you
right?
Hard,
so. Yeah.
I'm totally impressed with your yoga poses. I love them.
All right.
Awesome.
Well,
awesome.
All right, you can go to Dr. J. Kumar. You want to see his yoga poses, check Dr. J out, Dr. J. Kumar, KUMAR.com. So before we get into our discussion, which is, as usual, probably going to bounce off of a few walls, Michael 48 started doing affirmations here.
We're so proud of him.
A couple of weeks ago, and so he
they
has.
They really helped.
Today's,
so much more
affirmations are very strong, powerful words that you put together to help you guide yourself. These are guidance. These words are full of guidance. All right, so Michael, what's today's
deep breath first.
Affirmation?
Deep
breath. Today's affirmation, or as I like to call them, lies I tell myself.
Oh, nice. That's how, I mean, I would see you spoil the whole thing.
Yeah, you're already creating a negative bias. Don't
right,
do that, Mike.
Terrible.
Please.
No.
Okay.
Erase that from the table.
Start you idiot. Start again.
You stupid.
Yeah, dummy. Come on.
You stupid fool. What's the matter with you?
No. Come on. Let's give a good space for Mike over here. Come on.
Mike, we have space.
That's right. All right. My affirmation today, I forgive every person who has undermined my self-esteem. So, Doug, Heather, Jennifer, I forgive you.
Thank you for your forgiveness.
And to save time, I'll forgive you for any future attempts to undermine my self-esteem.
All right, so now let's do a serious one.
Okay.
All right, everybody, now let's calm down, because this is actually, you know, we're all having a good time with this, but there is more the side of affirmations. Every morning I start my day with something. I have on my bedstand, I have some things that I've written or people I have read. I try to tap into those, and it's very powerful. But, you know, you have powerful. This is why Jay wants you to be serious about this, Jennifer and Heather and Michael, because there are powerful energies that will distract you. You're admitting to that sort of, Jay, aren't you? When you're doing an affirmation, you're sort of trying to counter the energy that's there. These are aimed at bringing you out of the energy where you may be stuck, yes?
Right, precisely. You know, I'm going to talk about this from the perspective of my field, which is neuroscience and cognitive behavior. Looking at how the mind actually works and the brain, and the beauty about what we have in modern science is that we're only now understanding in the past 10 years the immense power we hold in our brain and how our brain and how thoughts really do literally rewire our brain. And a perfect example are affirmations. There is this concept in neurobiology called a negative bias. Mm-hmm. And what that is, you know, I like to say that, you know, we are always going around thinking about, we always remember the bad things that happen to us or the bad things people say to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for example, I've said this in the past. Someone says, like, you know, you hear 100 great comments about you today, but one person bumps you on the street and says, hey, watch where you're going, jerk.
Well, but then even let's underscore that even more, Jay.
Yeah.
We all know how, in terms of, let's say, somebody's reputation, you can spend, whether it's a business, whether it's a politician,
precisely,
someone in the, you can spend a career building up your reputation.
Reputation, right.
And then
right.
One thing happens, one right. thing, and one thing only,
and
it destroys a lifetime.
It's a house of cards crumbling
yeah.
down.
Right.
Precisely.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm thinking, you know, Elliot Spitzer,
yep.
You know, I'm thinking, you can think of other people as well, who like one thing, that's the one thing that'll stick in your mind. So here's what I'm going to say to you and all of you that are listening. It's so important not only to affirm yourself, but to affirm others. And this is why, you know, I was really, when I heard all of you kind of jokingly, you know, disparaging poor Mike over there, I said, no, we really need to encourage him. And so my affirmation would be, I choose today to say one empowering thing to one person that I come across. So that's what I'm going to do. And I would love for all of you to do an affirmation as well. So Jennifer, do you want to go for it?
Sure, I can do that.
Okay. I'm just choosing you on the spot right now, putting you in my number one lady right now. So go for
okay.
it.
Oh my! So I get to pick any affirmation I want?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. What do I want my affirmation to be for the day? What am I working on? Okay, I'm ready. I will make one person feel good about themselves today.
Mm-hmm.
And I will use my power to make people that I work with feel good about what they're doing and become more
too long, too complicated.
Effective. No,
I
have
one
to.
Sentence.
Come on, one sentence.
Yeah.
All right, then go with my first sentence if you don't like my whole
okay.
thing.
Well, I didn't say I don't like it, but
you can see why we can't do affirmations because Dad picks on us.
Well, oh, that's too much. Stop it.
Okay. For the sake
okay,
of the
so
time,
I
will,
Jay, will you
I'll
please?
Have it, I would like the power to not only empower myself but other people in my life. How is that?
I love it. I love it.
Okay. So, is that better for you, Doug, more
yeah,
simply?
And I know all of you can make an affirmation on your own at your own time, but the reason why affirmation is so important is because they begin to literally rewire the structure of your brain. They've now shown that we actually have the neurons in our brain actually rewire themselves the more we can make these positive affirmations. And so it takes, they've done studies now, repeatedly that have shown, it takes a minimum of 5 empowering thoughts to outweigh one negative thought that we have or that we hold about
See,
ourselves.
That's what I was just saying to you. That's basically, that's underscoring what I was saying a few minutes ago.
Yeah, precisely, exactly. And so we now know there's an awesome phrase that we use in neurobiology. The brain is like Teflon for good thoughts and Velcro for bad thoughts.
Mm.
And so we hold on to these bad thoughts because they reinforce the negative bias that we have hardwired into our brain. And so we actually have to work. Literally, we have to make an effort to experience these empowering thoughts. In the same way that suffering is self-created, I say very strongly to all my clients and all of you out there, happiness and well-being are also self-created. And here, the one great tool that you can do to experience a greater sense of wholeness, health, happiness, and well-being is to make these powerful affirmations. And the other thing, which I'd love to share with you really quickly, is visualizing it as well. So if you can visualize, in addition to affirming it verbally, you're adding one extra component in your brain to make this happen. We actually now know there's an area of the brain called the premotor cortex. This is the part of the brain that actually is responsible for you to visualize an action before you even begin it. And they've now shown that people who can develop that area of the brain called the premotor cortex, they are more successful in accomplishing and have a greater success rate in accomplishing their goals, whether they are Olympic athletes, CEOs, or average everyday people. If you feel, you know what, I need to really accomplish my goal to stick to my diet or to quit smoking or to be a better person by affirming the people I love in my life, in addition to verbalizing that affirmation, you can visualize it as well. It's going to add an extra cognitive tool to help you move forward.
All right, give us an example of that, Jay, will you?
Example. Let's say, for example, you want to quit smoking. But I'm just picking a random example here. You want to quit smoking. You tell yourself the affirmation, I have the stamina and the strength to not succumb to the addiction or the need to have a cigarette today. Say that five times. You can actually, write it down or say it however many times you want. And so the visual would be whenever the visual could be when you get that urge to smoke a cigarette, you see yourself stamping down a cigarette, like stomping on a cigarette butt or doing something that just like breaking the cigarette carton in half, something that actually visualizes yourself not wanting to have that action take place. Or more importantly, maybe putting in a more positive note, having a more empowering outcome saying, I choose not to succumb to the addiction of cigarettes today. I choose not to have that once. Or it could be even more practical by saying, you know what? Instead of having five cigarettes today, I'm going to have two cigarettes today. So to make it more realistic, you can actually do things that just visualize yourself saying, you know what? I visualize myself today only smoking two cigarettes maximum. And you can actually visualize yourself when in your day that's going to happen. So there are more concrete examples I can give, but the more important thing is to understand is that the premotor cortex is this area of our brain that actually helps us to achieve a greater success in our goals, whatever those may be. Because we have the power to visualize them, we then have the power to achieve them. So I always say if you can visualize it, you can achieve it. That's the beauty that we have, and those are some of the tools that we can, you can start implementing in your life to help you on your journey towards authentic health and wellness.
Being authentic, I talk about that in terms of one of the advertisers that is promoting nutrients and minerals and that sort of thing. Because if you have all the things in your body that are part of your body, you will have authentic health, and you will be able to avoid all those diseases that befall us because we aren't protected. And we make decisions not to protect ourselves. And that's just not successful. You see yourself, it's not just about success. I think it is asking yourself, what are you going to do to get the things in your life that you want? Because as Jay just suggested, there are five times as many negative thoughts there. I call it the rubber hammer syndrome.
Yes.
I get hit with that damn rubber hammer every day in one way or another. So if you want to stop that, you bridge the distance that exists between where you are now and the goal you want to achieve, which is we're assuming it's a positive goal.
To give a great example, Mike had a great affirmation. I want to refer back to Mike because we love Mike. Mike's a great guy. And so here's a great thing. In addition to Mike making that verbal affirmation about him forgiving people who've undermined his self-esteem, he can actually visualize himself forgiving that person, whoever that may be in his life. Like visualize that person or visualize that, the situation where Mike begins to forgive that person.
And this could apply to the Olympic athletes. Maybe that's the best example at the moment.
It is. So I just blog. If you go to my Dr. Jay Kumar Facebook page, I wrote a great article on neuroscience and sport, how Michael Phelps uses brain and brawn to win gold. And they've done studies. I'm going to share with you something quite remarkable. A study was done back in the 1980s in the Soviet and the old Soviet Union, where they took Olympic athletes and divided them into four groups. The first group did 100% physical activity and exercise. Mm-hmm. The second group did 75% physical activity and 25% visualization. And using the premotor cortex and developing the premotor cortex to visualize themselves winning the gold or winning the game. The third group did 50-50, and the last group did 25% physical activity and 75% mental visualization and mental training. And guess what? Hands down, every study they did, every time, it's the last group, the fourth group that did 75% mental training mm-hmm. with 25% physical training that always seemed to outperform all the other athletes.
Wow.
And so when you can go to my blog, I actually wrote a great my newsletter, Body, Mind, and Sport, and again it's posted on the Good Day Show as well as on my Dr. Jay Kumar homepage and my website. And in that newsletter, you can actually there's great videos that actually show Olympic swimmers training and disciplining their mind before they go into a race.
What a provocative! That's so provocative.
It is. And so when Michael Phelps, you know, made history this week yesterday, his premotor cortex is far more developed than the average person. But here's the great news. We all have the power to develop and train that muscle of our brain. We can all do this. And so by visualizing that goal, whatever it may be for you, it can be something quite as simple as being a better person by making more affirmations to be loving and kind to other people. It could be something like, you know, wanting to perform well on an exam at school, wanting to stick to your diet, whatever that goal is for you, mm-hmm. however simple or however advanced it might be, the thing to realize is that the first step to making that happen is to visualize it in your brain.
Yep.
The more you visualize it, the more you can achieve it.
There it is, the secret to success, and there's all kinds of blogs. If you follow Jay on his website or you follow us on Twitter and Facebook, you'll find this thread running through it. Dr. Jay Kumar, thank you. As always, very inspiring. Speaking of that, Americans have a sense of pride and respect for the folks who have served our country protecting our freedom. It's important that we each do what we can to support veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides a lot of services and programs, not just for veterans that have received the Purple Heart, but for all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, education, job training, medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. So the idea of all of these outfits that have asked you to come up with, you got an old car you don't need? Donate it. Well, here's a perfect way to donate to the Purple Heart Service Foundation, helping provide funding for the exceptional veterans programs I just described. 877-743-1631. Call that number now for a 100% tax-deductible way to put your car to good use. 877-743-1631.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
Clear out your pantry.
and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Starting today, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings starting today. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest corn belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
In the coming years, we'll be heading to Mars, but we won't do it alone. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Here's the plan. As outlined by the Obama administration and NASA, we will land an astronaut on an asteroid in the year 2025.
In the year 2525.
No, I said 2025. Thank you, Zager, and thank you, Evans. Anyway, we make it to an asteroid in 2025, followed by a mission to Mars by the middle of the 2030s. But in an interview with USA Today, NASA Chief Charles Bolden said our trip to Mars will not be a solo effort.
I don't think we, NASA, are going to do anything alone. I'm not into competition where NASA's competing with our international partners. We're trying to collaborate, get the best of all worlds, and that's what's important to us right now.
But need anyone be reminded that the driving force that led us to the moon in the 1960s was our competition against the Russians. It was known as the space race.
Not looking for a space race, because I really believe that collaboration more than competition is going to be the key to success in the future.
We certainly hope Charles Bolden is right. Meanwhile, now that the space shuttle program is in the rearview mirror, we are depending on the Russians to transport supplies and crew members to the International Space Station. And yesterday, Russia launched an unmanned cargo ship from Kazakhstan.
Liftoff of the 48 Progress resupply ship on a 6-hour sprint to the International Space Station.
And it was a sprint, something that set this trip apart. The Progress 48 cargo ship made a direct flight to the space station, docking with the station last night after a trip of 5 hours, 43 minutes, 7 minutes ahead of schedule. Normally, journeys to the space station require 4 orbits over 2 days before docking takes place. This new method is designed to make it easier to send cargo and humans on routine flights to the space station. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We've got a program with an interest rate that's dramatically lower than the current rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage. It's called our 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. The rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.625%, APR 2.94%. This incredibly low rate is locked until the year 2019. After that, it may adjust once per year. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.625%, APR 2.94%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
On Wall Street, the markets finished lower for a third straight day. The Dow fell below the 13,000 level, giving back 32 points, closing at 12,976. NASDAQ down 19. S&P fell 4 points. Crude oil up 70 cents a barrel, finishing at $88.76. Time to take a trip overseas. Here's the latest on what's happening with the Summer Olympic Games in London. The U.S. women's basketball team, a perfect 3-0 after toppling Turkey 89-58 yesterday. The U.S. goes up against the Czech Republic on Friday. The men's basketball team hitting the floor today against Nigeria. The U.S. women's swim team setting an Olympic record to win the gold medal in the 4x200-meter freestyle relay yesterday. And yes, teenage sensation Missy Franklin was a part of that team. American swimming rivals Michael Phelps and Ryan Lochte square off today in the finals of the men's 200-meter individual medley. Overall, China opens competition today with 30 medals. They're in first place, one more medal than the U.S. Closing notes. First, President Obama talking about America's Olympians. In a campaign speech in Ohio yesterday, the president talked about a phone call he made to the Fab Five, the gold medal winning U.S. women's gymnastics team.
I told these young ladies, as I was congratulating them, how do you not bust your head every time you're on that little balance beam? I couldn't walk across that balance beam.
Uh-oh. That's something else Republicans can use against the president. You just know someone in the Romney camp is writing that down.
Can't walk on a balance beam.
And finally, let's talk movies. The British Film Institute conducts a survey once every 10 years, asking the question, what's the greatest film of all time? Since 1962, Citizen Kane from Orson Welles has been number one, but it was bumped from the top spot this time around by Alfred Hitchcock's Vertigo. With all due respect to Orson and Alfred, are you kidding me? Neither Godfather or Godfather 2 even made the top 10 on this list. Enough said. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters. Jimmy
Bones. Today's Gold Bond rescue mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond foot powder. The max strength cooling menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Dry and comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond. It's the worst.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.